First of all,
my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Sumad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same, in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Sumad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You know that by only the mercy of the two Gurus, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, in this is an old age, even I'm going throughout whole world. And now so many devotees are coming. I'm also worried that I could not go to France, Germany,
Spain,
Italy, Croatia and all other countries in this tour, present tour. But for my next tour, I must go there. I go there. So a program set up that sometimes, some year here, sometimes there, we will cover all. And we want to give the water that Swamiji has given me to waterize that the devotees who are now weakened and they want water like creepers, trees, sprouts, so that they may be more stronger. And at the time of Swamiji, all were trying so much, they are level-based. At that time, or even teenage girls like Vrindavan Vilasini, like Shyam Rani, oh, very teenage, very beautiful. So many, and they were working hard in airports, in seaport, in here, there, in hotels, everywhere. No care of their young age, nothing. Also, the boys, I think that so many are here. Very young, now they are becoming old, like he. What name, Prabhu? Ramabhadra Prabhu. And so, and all, at that time they are very young, very energetic, young. Even like 16 years, 17 years they were. And they were working hard. So in so many, couple of years, his mission was spread everywhere. Anyone coming to me here also, only this is the fruit of Swamiji preaching. His books, his everything. So, we beg his mercy. Now he will be very happy that again, same enthusiasm and inspiration is coming. Wherever I go, crowd like this, more than this, comes to here. They want to revive him. Same thing. We want to help them as much as we can do. Now we have so many preachers. They can go everywhere. Where I cannot go, sometimes I may go. And sometimes they will go and preach. I want more, and more are coming. I'm very happy that two things Swamiji told, that my right hand and left hand in his preaching. What? Book distribution, publishing and distribution, and Nagar Sankirtan. Again we are going to do. So many books, lakhs and lakhs, about more than 40 lakhs, 50 lakhs rupees. We have published books, and even they want more, we are going to print them. Magazines also so much. Nagar Sankirtan again. I think that if any place nearby, oh, you should try to do time to time Nagar Sankirtan also. If nearby any town, you can go. Young, energetic boys and girls, they should go and preach. So you should not think you very weak, never weak. Now, today is Hera Panchami, very special day for Jagannath festival. It is more than Jagannath going to Sundarachal. For whom? Those who are elevated and high class of devotees. Knowing all these things, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, descended to this world. Why he came, you know? If you are not reading and hearing 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot know. Never. You will be cheated. So, you should try to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Vaishnavas, elevated Vaishnavas. Don't think that some devotees are coming and telling that, oh, we should not read 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. They can tell it in two ways. First, if they are quite ignorant. And some good devotees, they know everything. And they tell it, why? Oh, you should begin from 1 and 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, and thus you can go there. And thirdly, to cheat them. What to cheat them? Oh, what is in my hand? Can you tell what is in my hand? A curiosity comes to know. So if anyone tell that don't read Srimad Bhagavat 10th canto, then this curiosity will come automatically. What is there? I should know. So to increase their curiosity to read Srimad Bhagavat and to hear, oh, they do like this. They know all these things, and that is why they do. Once in my village, there was a devotee. He used to go to Ganges bath daily. And if anyone telling him, oh, Ram Ram, then he becomes very furious and taking his stick, and he wanted to beat him, anyone. Why he used to do? And all the boys of all the villages, in the way, oh, Ram Ram, and he used to do like this, and run after them. Why he used to do? Oh, they will tell Ram Ram. And that is why he was like a fun. So if anyone telling that you should not read Bhagavatam, so there should be a curiosity to know what is inside. There must be some jewel.
Just like somebody person is telling, don't go to Sri Narayana, don't listen to him. So they are making curiosity to come to you.
Very good. Thank you. So in this way, no harm. But without reading and hearing, especially without hearing 10th canto, you cannot decide your aim and objective of your life and devotion. Never. A greed may come by hearing 10th canto. Oh, Mother Yashoda, loving Krishna. Oh, how? He bent a divine Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, with his love and affection. Sometimes, oh, cowherd boys with Krishna playing. Oh, Krishna was life and soul of all the cowherd boys. Without playing with Krishna, oh, they cannot live. They will die. For a moment, if was Krishna hiding himself behind a tree, oh, where Krishna, where Krishna, where Krishna? So a greed may come by hearing this. For friendship. And if you will hear most elevated thing in Srimad Bhagavatam, the service of gopis to Krishna, especially Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, and all other things, oh, you can know. Oh, this is the aim and object of a very high, pure devotee. A greed may come. Without reading and knowing Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing is there. So 1 to 9 canto, what? One need to make a platform for this. To remove your all unwanted things, your offenses, your worldly requirements and attachment. And then you should come in 10th Bhagavatam. You should read. And then you should decide how to attain these things. How to? And then you should go to 11th canto. This is process. But even more easy process where? In the essence of Srimad Bhagavati Chaitanya Charitamrita. You will have to go Chaitanya Charitamrita or the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami and others. Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur Srinivas and all, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And I think that all the essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita in very easy language and in easy words. It has been told. So we must know all these things. If you want to be very pure, high class of devotee, you must know. Otherwise, only book distribution will not do. Nagar Sankirtan will not do. Oh, why Nagar Sankirtan? Mahaprabhu brought to this world. You will have to know. To give gopi prem only. And why book distribution? What nectar is there in these books? You should read first. Have faith and realize something. And then your life will be successful. Not only distributing. Never. So you should know all these things. So Swamiji has written all these things in his books. Oh, only book distribution let do. Oh, go through very deep and realize the nectar what is behind this. He has written so many things. And he compiled first book, Krishna book, 10th canto. You know. And what is there? Everything is there completely. And he has instructed there that, you should know all these things. The behavior, the service, pure service of gopis to Krishna. You should know all these things. Otherwise, you will be always lusty. To avoid lust, we should read 10th canto. He has vividly, he has cleared in his books. We read it all in once and here and there. So you should have a strong faith in this. He has written so many things about this. He has also given a letter to his disciple. He was very lusty and he asked, I'm very lusty, what to do? And then he told, you should read 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. And Ras Leela, especially. then your this lust will come, and this real dust of transcendental lust will come to Krishna. And that is not called lust, that is called praying. Without reading, without hearing, how you can realize all these things? So you should realize all these things. Now we are coming on our subject. Today, Hera Panchami. Oh, can you explain in brief? You. In brief, without seeing book? Oh, that side.
Om
with Subhadra and Baladev. So what is secret? Nothing is secret. So it is okay. But why she become furious?
Why she became furious? Because he said he would return after a few days, and now he was gone for such a time, performing his pastimes in Vrindavan. So now she became very angry, and seeing this...
Why became angry? What?
Because Jagannath had become indifferent to her and was meeting with others, so she felt neglected and she became angry over this. Udasya.
Because, for a moment, you should know Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, and Kurukshetra. There are three places. First, you should know what is Jagannath Puri. There, Jagannath Puri, he is son of Vasudev and Devaki. Never flute in his hands. No peacock feather. And he cannot address Nanda Baba, father, and Yashoda Maiya, mother. He will forget here. He will have to forget gopis. Only he can think anything in his heart, but by turn, he will not tell any of his queens, Satyabhama, Rukmini, and others, that I love gopis more than you. Can he? Can he tell? Never. If he is telling like this, what will happen? Oh, they will be insult you more. They will not try to speak with Krishna. A very big problem will be there. Very big. So Jagannath Puri is Dwarka. Here all the Jadubanshi are there. Krishna playing with all the queens there. Here, Rukmini is like Bimala Devi. You know Bimala Devi there? In Jagannath temple. He is like that. Also Lakshmi Devi is there in Dwarka. Who is Lakshmi? All the kings are Lakshmi there. Especially Satyabhama, Rukmini and all. So there is there. No gopi there in Jagannath temple or in Jagannath Puri. Never. They cannot be there. So it is Dwarka Puri. And what is Kurukshetra? Kurukshetra, Krishna coming from Dwarka, so it is like a Dwarka Leela. But some speciality there. That Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya and all gopis, Radha, Vishakha, Lalita and all are coming there and meeting with Krishna. But there is so much opulence. And in Vrindavan, what is there? Always gopis are with Krishna in Vrindavan, playing always. So Dwarka, Jagannath temple and whole Jagannath Puri is like Dwarka. Very opulence there. Dwarka is a place of opulence. So she thinks, oh, Lakshmi Devi, he has so much opulence. Why like a Dwarkadhish Krishna, he should go to poor place, like when anywhere. But Krishna has not told that I am going to Vrindavan. Never he told. He cheated Lakshmi Devi. But, oh, 4 years I am here. I took so much bath. My motion became loose. Cold caught me. And now, being here, I am now so much perplexed anyhow. Perplexed? Okay. And now I want to take free air. So I want to go somewhere in any forest to take my breath and to be refreshed, he told. And then he played a trick so that Lakshmi should not know this fact that I am going alone there. And I will run to Vrindavan if I am going alone. So to cheat Lakshmi Devi, he took his Baladev Prabhu brother and sister also Subhadra. What thing? Oh, I will take them. Yashoda Maiya knows them. Roni also knows. So I will keep them in the in Yashoda Maiya. And I will go to where? Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, where all very beautiful coins are there, groves are there. I will play with all gopis. Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra will be with Rohini, Yashoda Maiya, and they will take their meals and very happy there. And I will go there. Anyone cannot know. So he took his brother Baladev Prabhu and brought them Baladev and his sister Subhadra Devi and went. He did not told anything that I am going where, but he at once ran away to where? Oh, in Vrindavan. Sundarachal, that is Gundika Mandir, is known as Vrindavan. In the light of Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, before Mahaprabhu, they never knew all these things. So now they are knowing that it is Vrindavan. You know something more here. Krishna has told, Vrindavanam pratyajya pad ekam na gachami ar gachati. Krishna never gives up Vrindavan, always in. Radhika? What to Radhika? Oh, for Radhika he never goes out of Vrindavan. Only for Radhika. So Radha and Krishna both, they don't walk anywhere other than Vrindavan. Always they are. Who went to Kurukshetra? Who went to Krishna? Radhika cannot go, never. So who will go? Sanjogini Radhika. Manifestation of Radhika will go. Vishwabhanga. Not directly Radhika. He will be always in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, in Vrindavan. That if Radha and Krishna always together in Vrindavan, then why separation? Mood of Radhika, that she is feeling so much separation from Krishna and always weeping for Krishna. Sometimes she becomes so much absorbed in Krishna, love and affection and separation, that even seeing a tamal tree, he seems, oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna, oh, now you are here. And quarreling with her, doing man, anger with her, Krishna. And sometimes embracing tamal tree like Krishna. So, how there will be separation mode there? So in Vrindavan, no separation. But there is something where in Nandagaon, or Rashi is there also. Prem Saroor also there. Oh, they feel so much meeting there. Very much, so much excessive ananda. But who is in separation mode in Nandagaon? Who met with Uddhav. And Uddhav then did bandana. Bande nanda prajai stinang padrenum afikshansa jasang hari kathodgit punadvana. I pray the lotus dust of the gopis. Forever of any gopi of Nandagaon. Oh, their harikatha from their mouth coming in the separation mood. It's purify whole world, whole universe. And what he had told more? Āśāmaho charanareni juśāmaham śyām brindāvane kimap kulmalatau sadhinam jah dusta jang sajan arja pathan jahitva veje mukanda padamem. What is the meaning? Only meaning?
In this very famous verse, Uddhavji is thinking that all the prema of the gopis of Vrindavan is so high. If only I could get a touch of their foot dust, then I might be able to realize something about the meaning of Krishna prema. But alas, the gopis will never give me their foot dust. So I pray that I can just become a grass, a herb, or a creeper in Vrindavan. So when the gopis are wandering in the forest, they may step on me and I may get the touch of their foot dust. Their praying is so high. They have left everything and all hopes of happiness in this life and in future lives. Why? Only to give satisfaction to Krishna. They have given up all Veda Dharma. But there is no necessity of them to follow the Vedas. Why? The Vedas themselves are following the gopis. Even they aspire after a praying like this.
So, who is in separation mood in Nandagaon? That Uddhav is hearing from their mouth what? Separation mood, high class of separation mood. And he praying good. Who is Radhika there? Yogini. One manifestation of Vrishabhanunandini Radhika. Vrishabhanunandini Radhika has no separation mood at all with Krishna, mixed. Always mixed. Always what? Impressed. Both. Each other. So that is Vrishabhanunandini. In Nandagaon, Vyogini Radhika, manifestation. And in Kurukshetra, Sanjogini. You cannot know all these things deeply if you are not always in association of high class of Vaishnava. So Mahaprabhu here bringing Vyogini Radhika in Kurukshetra, not Vrishabhanunandini. She cannot come here. Never he cannot come. If Krishna will weep so much, even she cannot give up Vrindavan, Radha Khan. Who will come here? Vyogini will not also come. He cannot give up Vrindavan Nandagaon. Only Sanjogini will come. So Sanjogini, Mahaprabhu, being Sanjogini there, and he is pulling on cord Krishna. From where? To temple. To Dwarkapuri. And to Vrindavan. Puja to me. Puja, puja lo. Kuchu chinta karo tumi ro. Abhi isse adhika main kya kar sakta? What can I tell more than this? Never. anyone cannot tell. Then, come here. Then, Lakshmi came with her associates, very much decorated with golden ornaments and everything, and golden palanquin, and with beating drums and musicians, and with dancing girl. Who were they? Seva Dasi. And she came on the gate of Singhadwar. And there this dialogue was going. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in a very easy stage there and hearing all these things. Then here, you should go now. खेले रात दिन लक्ष्मी संगे नहीं लय की कारण है why he did not took लक्ष्मी देवी and you have told if लक्ष्मी wanted to come to Vrindavan or लक्ष्मी cannot he is not qualified for this even Satyabhama Rukmini were not qualified to come to Vrindavan that is why they never came what harm If Radhika and all gopis comes to Dwarka, what harm? What harm? So much harm. What? They cannot be satisfied there. Because they will see, what see? Oh, Rukmini, Satyabhama, all are with Krishna. And Krishna, they cannot give up them. Sometimes, oh, their sons will come in the lap of Krishna. And Srimati Radhika, what to do? So she will never go there. Never and never and never. So how, if Chandra, she is not going, how this Lakshmi will go there? She cannot go. He did austerities in Belban, in Vrindavan. Oh, lakhs and lakhs, thousands of years, thousands of years. Then Krishna came and told, why you are doing so? I want to have a broom from you. What broom you want? I want to bone. No. Want a bone. Oh, please take my meanings only, not my poor English. Otherwise,